legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Last half hour, second half hour of hour number three here on this Thursday, May 29th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show. I got quite a few text messages during the break. Book. If you want the information, I have the photograph of the cover as well as Amazon and Barnes & Noble information about the book. Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall. If you want it, just text me book. That's the folder I created on my phone. I'll send you the photograph of the cover so you know what you're looking for. And again, you can get them on Amazon Books and Barnes and Nobles. And you can order it online or even place a phone call and they will take your credit card information and ship it directly to your house. Again, positive book, really motivational every day. Try to get your day started off right. It's highly motivational, inspirational, good information, just a feel-good book, and I highly recommend it. I'm looking at my copy, and I just absolutely love it. Rick gave it to me to say, hey, do me a favor, read this book, and let me know what you think. And I actually read it three times. It's an easy read. It's alphabetical, basically, A through Z. Everything you know need to know to be successful, to succeed. I think this is a phenomenal, phenomenal graduation gift. High schooler, college kid. I just think this is a great book for them to start their life off. Because basically, like Rick said, most of this information is not taught in our schools. It's not taught in high school. It's not taught in community colleges. It's not taught at the universities. And this is all new to a lot of people. All those authors, all those people that Rick mentioned, Zig Ziglar, I mean, just Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. I mean, there's so many books that I've read and tapes I've listened to over the years. Nightingale Conant, I had that same exact cassette tape series back in the day when I was involved in another career. I was in the car constantly. I'd listen to those tapes. And it just opens up your thinking and your process, changes your attitude. And this book is a culmination of all those speakers, all those seminars, all those tapes that Rick Randall has attended over the years. Well, he's taken the time to sit down and write them and put them into 123 pages of just great information, great words, and I hope you guys reach out. Text me book, and I'll send you the cover, and I'll send you the information on how to get your copy. So greatly appreciate Rick and everything he's doing for us. One thing that I do want to touch on real quick here in today's show, wrap it up, is that we have a major election next year. It's not a presidential election. It's what they call the midterm elections. Midterm, between midterm of the president before another president is elected in 2028. Well, next year, 2026 midterm election is very critical here in the state of Michigan. And I know everybody says, you know, we've heard this all the time. You say this every single election. This election is the most important, blah, 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 blah. One of the things I'm concerned about is turnout. Turnout in the midterm elections are historically very, very, very low compared to the big presidential election. Now, we just went through a big presidential election, November 5th of 2024. And as a result, everybody thinks, well, I did my duty. I voted for president. I voted for U.S. Senate. I voted for Congress. I voted for my state senators or state rep, excuse me. This is my duty. This is what I had to do. Well, guess what? you've got to understand the importance of this upcoming election. The state senators are on the ballot. The state reps are on the ballot. But statewide, we have four seats that are absolutely critical to certain offices that will absolutely determine the direction of our state and the direction of our country. Let me explain. For the first time since the 1880s, we have an open seat for the governor of the state of Michigan as well as the U.S. Senate. Now let's talk about the U.S. Senate first. If we are able to replace Gary Peters, the Democrat, to a Republican, that will absolutely help Donald Trump get his agenda done for the last 2 years of his presidency, his last 2 years of being president of the United States. When we vote in November of 2026, that new U.S. senator is sworn in and will deal as a U.S. senator representing the state of Michigan in Washington, D.C., folks, for basically the years 2027 and 2028. The first 2 years of them serving as a U.S. senator. That is going to be the last 2 years of Donald Trump's existence in the Oval Office. He's term limited out. He turns the power over to the next president on January 20th of 2029. And he's got a deal with the U.S. Senate. Whoever the candidate ends up being, you have to understand that it is your responsibility to make sure that Donald Trump has an extra Republican in that U.S. Senate seat. Now, Greg downstate's already saying, well, we need someone better than Mike Rogers. I absolutely agree with that statement. I don't disagree. But nobody's come forward yet to announce that they're running against them. I believe there will be a candidate announcing soon. I'm reaching out and talking to different people, and I believe that there will be somebody challenging Mike Rogers. A state senator, someone I don't know, I've never talked to him before, I wouldn't recognize him if I ran into him, Senator Jonathan Lindsay, is potentially thinking about running against Rogers. Former gubernatorial candidate Tudor Dixon is thinking about whether she wants to take her daughters to Washington, D.C. There's got to be a situation where we are given the best choice to vote for, to support next year's election, to help send them to Washington to be an additional Republican senator. Somebody that can replace Senator Ron Johnson's vote on the big, beautiful bill. Well, maybe that might be our Republican U.S. senator from the state of Michigan. Somebody that respects Donald Trump. Somebody that respects the Republican initiative that they're trying to take to fix and change the direction of our country. So let's pray about this. Let's push the right people to do it, to run against them. Because I think Mike Rogers is beatable. Notice Donald Trump hasn't endorsed him yet. You notice that? Because I think he's waiting to see who else gets in the race before he makes his determination. And I honestly hope and pray to God that he does not endorse Mike Rogers. So let's pray about that. Let's keep a positive attitude. Let's say something positive to Tudor Dixon. Let's say something positive to State Senator Jonathan Lindsay. Let's talk to these people. Let's convince them to run, that if you do run, we'll support you. We're not going to vote for Rogers. We want you to win the Republican nomination to go up against the Democrat. We're sick and tired of being shoved down our throats candidates that we do not want to support. Now, don't get me wrong. If Rodgers ends up winning the nomination, I voted for him last year, pinched my nose and did it, but I sure did not want Slotkin to win, and she barely did win. Do you know Elisa Slotkin only beat Mike Rodgers by 0.3% of 1%? 0.3% is all he lost by. I believe the margin was 20,000-30,000 statewide. But more importantly, folks, we also have, again, since the 1880s, an open seat in the Senate and an open seat in the governor's office. Whitmer is gone. January 1st of 2027, Whitmer is gone. Dana Nessel, Attorney General, is gone. Jocelyn Benson, Secretary of State, is gone. Statewide, those three offices are critical to the direction of this state. We need good candidates to run for this seat. Governor, Attorney General, and Secretary of State. These seats, collectively, all three of them, are critically important to the direction, the future of the state of Michigan. So I'm begging you, pleading with you, to talk to your family, to talk to your friends, to talk to others, and demand that they listen, that they get informed, that they get engaged, that they understand the importance of getting out the vote. I would love to see the number of turnout for the election next year to be as large as the numbers we had in the presidential election November 5th last year. Now, Washington is already looking at our state. They are already saying hundreds of millions of dollars is going to be spent here in the state of Michigan promoting these candidates. We need to be engaged, informed, and motivate people to get out and vote next year like they did last year. It's that simple. If we get the turnout, we get the leadership that we need in these elected officials to do the right thing, not only by the president, but for our state. Greg says Rodgers needs to be open to debate other candidates. He will be forced to because I believe he won't have Donald Trump's endorsement. The only reason he didn't debate, Greg, is because Trump endorsed him. President Trump, please, Lord, dear God, tell him not to endorse anybody in the state of Michigan's elections. Not for this upcoming year. Governor or U.S. Senator. Leave it up to us, the people of Michigan.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Antrim County Conservative Union 6th Annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an iron pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Just a couple of final text messages to get to regarding this situation with Rodgers. If Rodgers wants to win the seat, he needs to do it on his own, not from an endorsement from Donald J. Trump. Absolutely agree 1,000%. And I think he may have learned that lesson. Because had he been more engaging, more willing to debate the other candidates, Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, Mike Hoover, all these other people that were running for that seat, he would have been forced to answer questions, to go through the fire of a primary campaign. He would have been a better candidate in facing Elisa Slotkin in November. When they debated, one or two times they debated, she hammered him. And he did not have the skills sharpened, practiced, that he would have had from a debate in the primary. Before the August 6th primary, had he debated these other candidates, he would have been better prepared to deal with the debate against Elisa Slotkin come September and October before the November election. And maybe, just maybe, he would have won two counties that he lost that Donald J. Trump won. Muskegon and Saginaw. Donald Trump won Saginaw and Muskegon counties. Mike Rogers lost. And you cannot tell me that the people of Muskegon County and Saginaw County, I know people from those counties. Saginaw is a MAGA red county. How in the heck did Rogers lose that county? Because he didn't engage with the candidates in the primary so that the people would say, you know what? He was the best guy. I'm excited to vote for him in November. Because he wasn't on the primary debate stage, I believe he lost those two counties because of it. And I think, and I hope, and pray that maybe that's just exactly now his thinking, as well as Donald Trump's. Do you know Donald Trump is 0 for 11? In general elections, in November elections, of any candidate that he's ever come out early and endorsed to help them win the primary, to get them to be the candidate, they've never won in November. In the state of Michigan, Donald Trump is 0 for 11 in November general election victories of any candidate he's endorsed. Stop and think about it. Seats in Congress. Attorney General. Matt DiPernell got his butt kicked by Dana Nessel. Trump endorsed him. Christina Caramo, he endorsed her for Secretary of State. Got her butt kicked by Jocelyn Benson. Mike Rogers, U.S. Senate, got his butt kicked by Elisa Slotkin. The list is long. And I'm hoping and praying that Donald Trump says, you know what? I'm staying out of Michigan. I'm not going to endorse anybody. You guys earn it by going through the primary process. You do what you believe. You run your campaign the way you want to run your campaign in the primary. You spend the money on signs. You spend the money on ads. You spend the money in mailers and text messages. You want a debate. You don't want a debate. You do it. This is on you guys. Let the people decide who they want to be the candidates. And then once you're the nominee, then I'll help you in the general. That's what Donald Trump needs to do. Stay out of the governor's race and stay out of the U.S. Senate. Let us, the people of Michigan, decide who we want to support in November. Because if you ram Rogers down our throats again, you know what? I'm going to predict it right now. Everybody else in Republican Party nominations will win next year, except for Rogers, if Trump endorses him. Mark my words. We will win the governorship. We will get the attorney general. We will get the secretary of state. Rogers is going to lose if Donald Trump endorses him. Because he'll take the same approach that he did last year. He won't debate anybody. Because he will be primary challenged. Don't get me wrong. I believe totally somebody, at least one, if not two people, are seriously looking on taking on Rogers. And if they're local Michigan people, I think they'll beat him. Rogers lives in Florida. Rogers needs to stay in Florida. We want a U.S. senator from our state. Absolutely. So that's the bottom line. Because I'm sorry, straight party ticket voting proved not to win last year. How can everybody in the state of Michigan win, Donald Trump on down, and Rogers lose? Not everybody voted straight ticket, people. It's that simple. So, well, that's it for today's show. We're running out of time. I've got a couple of stories I didn't get to. We'll get to them tomorrow and hopefully be able to share more information with you. We've got a great lineup for tomorrow's show Friday. We're excited. Good history lesson coming with Pastor Chatfield tomorrow. We're very excited about what we're going to be doing and talking about. Greatly appreciate your support. Again, text me book. I'll send you Road Trip from Rick Randall. Fun Shoot or Pig Roast. I'll send you the website ecconservatives.org. Greatly appreciate you guys. Thanks for listening. Tell all your friends and family to check us out. Listen on demand anytime on the website. Now back to the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet? Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing.